Hey, good morning, playbookers. I'm Raghu Manavolan. It's Friday, and this is your Politico Playbook Daily Briefing. Aurelis Hernandez and Nick Miroff from the Washington Post report overnight that some 10,000 Haitian immigrants have congregated under a border bridge in South Texas. The influx, they write, presents, quote, the Biden administration with a new border emergency at a time when illegal crossings have reached a 20-year high and Department of Homeland Security officials are straining to accommodate and resettle more than 60,000 evacuees. Administration officials are using the controversial Title 42 law to rapidly return or expel migrants. But they're hemmed in by recent court rulings, including a significant one Thursday, as well as Mexico's refusal to take back Haitians. President Joe Biden announced in April that Jill Biden, his community college professor wife, would lead the administration's efforts on new education initiatives, including her longtime mission to make 2 years of community college tuition-free. But with Congress wrestling over what will and won't make it into their multi-trillion dollar reconciliation package, Hill aides say that they've been surprised that they haven't heard from the First Lady or her office. Progressives and free college advocates say they need her help now to fight for the $111 billion plan, especially since Senator Joe Manchin has floated slimming it down with the means testing and grade requirements, if it makes the cut at all. At a Senate appropriations meeting in June, Manchin declared, I disagree on free. For what it's worth, the White House's plan has already been pared back in Congress. House Democrats would end the program after 5 years. Jonathan Martin from the New York Times broke a stunning but perhaps not surprising story last night. Representative Anthony Gonzalez of Ohio, one of 10 House Republicans who voted to impeach Donald Trump, is bowing out of what he said would have been a brutal re-election primary fight against former Trump aide Max Miller, citing in part threats of violence against his family. Gonzalez says that, quote, he could not bear the prospect of winning if it meant returning to a Trump-dominated House Republican caucus, and called Trump, quote, a cancer for the country. The New York Times adds this bit of perspective. Mr. Gonzalez, who turns 37 on Saturday, was the sort of Republican recruit the party once prized. A Cuban-American who starred as an Ohio State wide receiver, he was selected in the first round of the NFL draft and then earned an MBA at Stanford after his football career was cut short by injuries. He claimed his Northeast Ohio seat in his first bid for political office. Here's what's up in Washington today, starting with the White House. At 8:30 a.m. Eastern, the president will reconvene the Major Economies Forum on Energy and Climate, focusing on climate change. At 10 a.m., Biden will receive the president's daily brief. At 12:20, Biden will depart for Delaware, where he'll arrive at 1:25. The White House COVID-19 response team and public health officials will brief at 11:45 a.m. The Senate and the House are out today. One last thing before we get out of here. I want to invite you to take Politico's new listener survey. It gives us a chance to learn more about your interests and let us know what you think of our podcasts. I'm about 3 months in here. Here's your chance to give me your approval rating. Let us know at politico.com/podsurvey. politico.com/podsurvey, or catch a link in the show notes of this episode. For more news on what's breaking in DC right now, subscribe to the Playbook newsletter. That's at politico.com/playbook. Our music is composed by Breakmaster Cylinder. Playbook's editor is Mike Zappler. Jenny Ament is Politico's senior producer of audio. The executive producer and head of audio is Irene Noguchi. I'm Raghu Manavolan. Have a great weekend. We'll see you first thing Monday morning.